Dude, I am just, I have been so gassy today, man.
Cheers, bro. I'll drink to that.
And the weirdest part is like, well, it's not that it's weird. I can't.
Is this an un, is this, this isn't an uncommon occurrence, right?
No, I mean, God, no. I am like just the the gassiest person, man, known to man. Like, if you talk to Tyler, Rihanna, or Margaret, I have the capabilities of clearing a room, you know?
Yeah. Now that generally occurs with cheese and dairy products, right? Or is this now just a daily thing? Just breathing causes you to, you know?
I could wake up, not eat a single thing for several hours, have like one sip of coffee, and it just like immediately will fucking, you know, you'll see,
just light you up, huh?
See squirrels dropping from trees. Yeah.
Now, do you have to share an office with somebody? Do you have an office space that you share with people?
No, so this is where, actually, I was just about to talk about this, man. It gets a little weird at work because sometimes I just, like, I'm just sitting there and I'm like, yeah, it's my own office, whatever, rip ass. You know, and it's a decent size office.
Right.
But then there's been a few times where, like, I'll go to rip ass and not think too much of it. And then all of a sudden I can smell it and I'm just like,
right.
Oh no. And it's, I'm like, it's so cold out. Like, I don't want to open a window. And then like an employee will literally walk into the room and I'm just like,
of course.
Yeah.
Boy, is there like a sulfur leak around here?
Bro. Yeah. I blame my employee. I'm like, bro, you smell like shit.
Jesus.
It all of a sudden smells like just straight ass in here. What is your problem, man?
You need to go home. Rude. Right? That's disgusting. Get out of my office.
So now,
I mean,
it was this morning. It was like mid afternoon, whatever.
Yeah.
But I had like left my office. I went and grabbed some coffee. I had to go run to a house, meet with an employee, whatever. I came back. My door automatically closes itself.
Right.
Security reasons, whatever, you know, being a manager. But
did you just lock a nasty fart in there?
I opened the door and it just smells like shit. I'm just like, fuck. All my furniture smells like shit, like just farts. I'm just,
you
like,
sit down on your chair and it just lets out a little fart out of it. Well, so I, you know, I have similar issues and, you know, generally I'm driving around at work and, you know, I drive around for a couple hours, keep trying to get somewhere or whatever. You get out for 10 minutes to go do something, a job or whatever. You get back in and you open that door and you're just like,
ugh.
Is that what I smell like?
Yep.
Because like you get used to it and then you walk away and you come back and you're just like, good God.
Yeah. In my, that actually happened to me, man, just over the summer where all of a sudden, like, over the summer, it just like it one day hit me. Like I had been driving around for a good majority of the day.
Right.
Closed the door. And it wasn't even like I got out for like an hour and went back in. It was literally like the next day in the morning. I go to get into my car to go to work and it just smells like fucking farts, dude. And I was like, I have got to do something about this. So luckily, I own a car detailing company. Right. So naturally, I'm like, okay, well, fuck it. I guess this weekend, man, I'm going to be deep shampooing all my seats to extract the fart smells. To get the
farts out of them. And you know what? I'm sure you're the only one that drives your truck, right? Is the family in the truck much?
Can't even
blame it on the kids or Margaret.
No, I mean, the kids spend a decent amount of time in the truck. I mean, we pretty much take the truck almost anywhere really on weekends because there's so much room in it compared to the Kia. Sure. So but when I went to go shampoo all the seats, man, they were just like, it was just black water. Like it, and the seats don't look bad at all, man. You would be surprised.
Just liquid fart you're sucking out of there.
Yeah, you would be you'd be surprised, man, how fucked up people's seats are. And even,
oh yeah,
like people that don't think their cars are all that bad. For instance, even Ty and Rihanna, I went to go shampoo the floors one day, and they were like telling me, they're like, nah, they're really not that bad. You shouldn't need to. We've got these, you know, WeatherTech mats down. And I was like, dude, right. Trust me, let me do one section. And I was like, I'll do the passenger seat just to show you that, it, you know, it's a seat that maybe gets used whatever 50% of the time, not all that often. Yeah, but you've had the maybe, car for
right.
Yeah, you've had the car for 6 years. And even with WeatherTech mats, I promise you that this is going to come out disgustingly dirty. And they're like, all right, I did it, man. Water was just like pure black. And they were just like, what the fuck, man? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, you're disgusting. You don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
And you could be the cleanest person in the world. And like, I can't even imagine. And, you know, you talk about this, like how dirty a car would be. Imagine what our chairs, like our gaming chairs, what we're sitting in, what they're like.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Because I probably fart way more in this than I do in the truck, because in the truck, like, I'm like, well, I'm going to be out of here in 20 minutes anyway. It'll dissipate here. I just let them fly. It's a big room.
That's, you know, have you ever once cleaned your gaming computer chair?
No. And it's, so it'll be, I've had it for almost 3 years now, so it's probably time. Now, previously I had leather and I would clean the leather one, but I've never done this cloth one. And I have an upholstery machine and stuff. I think I'm scared to do it. I've done my like recliner where I watch football and stuff. And like, it's like revolting.
Yeah.
Like, especially like where my hands are, like, you know, when I'm being a fat ass eating chili, whatever that looks like. And I'm just like, I don't have a napkin. And just wipe my hands off on the chair. And then you clean it. And it is. It's like,
yes,
shocking. It's like black. It's like, oh, I'm filthy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, people come over and sit in that chair. And I'm like, ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Right. And I've like this chair, man, I've never once cleaned it ever. And I'm just like, and I'm pretty sure that this chair is like, I don't know, 10 years old now. It's leather.
Ooh.
So
I mean, that's a lot of farts.
I can't even clean like what's underneath the leather. Like, it's just the leather is, it's right. It is what it is at this point. But car seats and carpets and like couches, man, even like my couch, hell, even I had to shampoo my dining room chairs. They have cushiony seats or whatever.
Right.
I went to go and shampoo those the other day because my kids had like whatever, spilt some PB&J and
They're kids. Yeah.
Water was just black. Black as could be, man. Black is black. And it was like, we've only had them for like 5 years. It's not like a crazy long time, but yeah.
Right.
Like,
and it's not like you sit in those when you're eating. I mean, it's not like you're in them all the time, too. So a couple hours a day maximum and they get like that.
Yep. And so then when back to the original story, man, when I went to go shampoo, well, I guess the second original story, when I went to go shampoo my truck because it smelled like shit and farts and I work in construction. So it's just like sweaties could be sitting in it. My car smelled so good the next day, man. So unbelievably good. And it was like,
right.
It was literally maybe like I get in the car and I'm like, man, it smells good. Like 10 minutes into my drive, I'm like, I have to fart. This is not good. I was like, do I just hold it in at this point? These seats are so clean. I don't want to fart in my clean seats. Like now I'm like having a whole nother debate with myself.
Can I make it or?
But now I'm in this conflict back to the original story, man, of farting in my office. I don't know what to do because it's winter. I don't want to open the window.
Right.
So if an employee... Well,
and then that's suspicious, too, because somebody walks in like, why is your window open, Robert? And you're like, oh, it's just really hot in here.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So now I think about maybe just walking around like crop dusting my employees, but I'm like, that's not very managerial of me, you know? Maybe I should just like make up an excuse to step outside, or I need to get like a very small, quiet fan. I'll crack the window, close my door, crack the window, fart into the fan, let the fan suck it outside.
Oh, you know what you should do? I'm sure there's sales on them right now for Christmas or whatever, but you ought to look for like an air purifier.
Ah.
You know, and you just turn it on, you put it in the corner, you go waddle over into the corner, fart into it. It can't make it worse, right?
Yeah.
I mean... Well, since I mean, now we're talking about farts, I do actually have a kind of important question for you.
Okay.
We all have to fart, right? It's normal.
Yeah.
If you're flying on an airplane, will you fart while you're on the airplane?
It depends.
You got a 4-hour flight to Okay, let me set the situation up. You're going down to Florida to watch a rocket launch.
Sure.
Okay, so you got three and a half hour flight going that direction, right?
Yeah, sure.
The night before, you made just the cheesiest mac and cheese that you've ever had. And you proceeded to eat all of it because, well, you don't want to leave it at home. You got to finish it before you go on your trip. It's now the next morning, 9 a.m. You're on your flight and those gas pains start hitting you. Do you A, sneak them out slowly over the course of the flight? B, just let them fly freely and you're flying alone. OK, so like you don't have family sitting next to you, right? You can't blame it on the kids. Can't blame it on the wife. Or C, do you get up and go to the bathroom and just let them fly in there?
So it's, let me start out with this. I think it's better that the family's not nearby because the family will call you out. Strangers won't. Right.
True. There's no way to pinpoint where the fart's coming from.
Exactly.
Air moves a lot in airplanes.
Exactly. Now
that's why they're called airplanes.
I do not let the farts fly freely because I have a fear I'm going to fart and then someone's going to be like, oh my God, there's a leaking gas on the plane. And then we're going to panic land. And it was all because I farted and it smelled
bad.
And
then all of a sudden you're in Kansas City when you wanted to be in Florida. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I generally, depending on how bad it is, I will either very slowly let out the farts or if it's really, really bad, I'll let a few out. But if I'm like, oh God, this one's going to be like, loud as could be, stinky as shit. Everyone's going to hear it, see it, smell it. Like, it's going to make you fucking smell colors and see sounds. Like, then at that point, I'm like, all right, I got to go up and go to the bathroom. And then I'll just pretend like I'm taking a shit for like, you know, 10 minutes, you know.
Sure.
Clear it out.
But you know how that you try and like go to the bathroom or whatever, but sometimes like they're like stuck in you, you know, like. They're not ready or whatever. So then you're in there for like 10 minutes. Yeah, I get it.
But, yeah, which that part doesn't bother me. I'm like, whatever. Fuck it.
You know? And then you walk out of there and somebody's waiting to go in right after you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're just like, sorry, buddy.
But see, when eventually you get to a point, especially if you've got like kids or you're married or whatever, eventually you just you start caring less and less what people think. So
yeah.
If someone wants to think that I'm taking a shit in the air. In the airplane, I don't care. What am I trying to do? Impress this person for what? I've got my kids, my wife, and life's good. You know, that's it.
And they're obviously not impressed with you. Clearly. So you're not going to hurt your image, you know, to them.
No.
Have you ever pooped on an airplane, Robert?
No.
We're asking the real questions here.
No.
You've never pooped on an airplane?
Never had to take... Usually, man, I am very consistently either... very early morning, like, you know, 8 o'clock-ish pooer. Or, I don't know what it is, man. It's always like 5 or 6 o'clock right when I'm getting out of the shower, it all of a sudden hit me. I'll get out of the shower and it's like, fuck, I gotta take a shit.
You warmed up in the shower and it just loosened you up and then you gotta take a shower again.
But luckily I don't worry about that kind of thing because I got a bidet. So it's like taking a shower on the toilet anyways, you know. But
it's like
So
in a toilet butt shower.
Yeah, exactly. And in all the flights I take, now especially with my kids, man, they're always in the middle of the day. So I've never been on an airplane and been like, oh God, this thing's gonna destroy me, you know?
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, so only ever once, and it was, so we were flying from Fort Lauderdale to Turks and Caicos, and it was like an early morning flight. So it was like 8 a.m., like kind of same thing as you, and like, it's like, fuck, you know? And luckily we were on just like an Embraer 175, so it's a small plane, and it wasn't even like half full, it was maybe like a quarter full.
Sure.
So I'm like, all right, I could do this. But like, you know, the whole thing is like I got to do this quick because I don't want people knowing I'm pooping in here.
Yeah.
Like, what a weird thing to be worried about. But, you know, it's like being in middle school again, right? Like, oh, I don't want them to know I poop. Like, so, yeah, just once, though. That was it that I can remember.
The things that we worry about nowadays. Right. And then that's where, you know, I guess I'm not. I don't care about what people think when I'm at the airport or on an airplane or whatever. Like, none of that ever bothers me. I really just don't.
Right.
It's not something I worry about. But one thing, though, that does bother me is my employees walking into my fucking office after I just ripped ass. And if they're like, I feel like sometimes I can look at them and I can just tell, like, they want
to, they know,
they want to just be like, dude,
Did you fart?
But I don't think they want to ask me because I'm their boss or whatever. And in reality, yeah. I don't care either. Like, I'm just,
right.
I'm a dirty person. I'm okay with it.
I mean, we've all gotten into somebody's truck or, like, you know, you're in that industry with dirty people. And
mm-hmm.
So was I. And you get into somebody's truck and you're like, man, it stinks in here. But you don't say anything. You just kind of like, boy, it's hot. I'm going to roll the window down.
Yeah. You're just like, eh, whatever. Yeah. And that's where, man, I just, maybe you're right, Gage. Maybe an air purifier for work wouldn't be a bad idea. Just put it in the corner, plug it in, let it run. I can kind of hide it. And even if someone asks, whatever, you know, just
tell them it kills COVID or something. Yeah. And then you just got to put something, you know, that you use a lot over in that corner. Mm-hmm. Right. So, you know, position that. We're going to get technical here. We're going to position your air purifier about butt height. Right.
Butt
on a
height.
Shelf. Above that shelf, you're going to have something important that you often need, whether that is pens, paint. I don't know what you need a lot of. But then you just go over there. You dig through something, cut a fart. Hang out there, shake it out of your shorts, come back and sit down 5 minutes later, whatever. And you're ready to go. You'll never have another problem again.
Well, see, I would argue more so, man, maybe buy not only an air purifier, but one that's for, like, allergies also, you know, that has a HEPA filter and can help, like, you know, it's ozone free, removes like a bunch of dust, smoke, mold, pollen, yeah. Whatever particles, because that you could argue and just be like, yeah, all of the dirt on the job site's been kicked up recently and it's really bugging, you know, my nose and whatever. Yeah. And
so I have to admit, so I have an air purifier in our room just because I have bad allergies and
there you
I
go.
Would be so congested and have so many problems trying to sleep, and that made a huge difference.
There you go.
You know, helping my allergies. So there's your reason.
There we go. See, and there's a couple that are on sale right now that, yeah, they're like $90 for air purifying and whatever, sterilizing.
Yeah.
Sterilization. And then there's some, man, that are really crazy. They come with like smart apps nowadays that are telling you, like, the quality of your air and how many particles it's actually picked up. And
yeah.
It's like crazy, man, how technical these things are.
Yeah, we have the one I have is like it's a Levoit or something like that.
Yeah, that's what Levoit, I'm looking at right now. A Levoit, yeah. $100 ish.
Yeah, the one I have is this. OK, so I'm looking here. Yeah, I have the $84 one, which I've had for a few years now. So it is, it's like the older model, but it's killer, dude.
That's the one that I'm looking at right now.
Yeah. I mean, you don't get the, it doesn't have like an app or anything like that, but it's also like really good for white noise too. So like we let it run all night and just that little bit of a hum, you know, it kind of covers up all the dogs barking and shit.
Yeah. And that's where Margaret needs white noise, man. That's where maybe something like this wouldn't be a bad idea, because she's been having a lot of trouble sleeping recently. It's not her allergies. She has sleep apnea, but I feel like this would still be good because she does get she can get allergies from time to time. So maybe this thing wouldn't be a bad idea. But this looks like it's a decent size, though. Like it's almost like.
Yeah. So it's like
size of a lamp.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if I have something around here. I mean, it's like the size of a trash can.
Yeah.
Would be kind of like a waste basket, you know, not like a kitchen trash can.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not bad.
It's one hell of a machine to fart into at work.
It works, though. I mean, like, truthfully, like, I've had some of those nights where I'm like, I fucking stink. I'm going to go fart into the corner, and that way we won't die in our sleep.
Yeah, there you go. Margaret would probably appreciate it. Just literally right on my nightstand. So that way I would just like, I turn over, like face her, face away. So my butt's facing away from her, fart towards the nightstand. And then that way, because I think crop dusting her is hilarious. I think Dutch doing the good old husband Dutch oven is just some grade A material.
I don't think I've ever farted on my roommate. Not on purpose. I mean, I know I have while I'm sleeping. So sorry about that. And if you're going to listen to this, sorry, I don't mean to fart on you.
Yeah,
I do. I really do.
I think it's funny. I will literally purposely like turn over, lay on my side. So my butt is facing her and then I'll rip one. And she's like, really, really? And I'm like, what? And then I'll
what's wrong?
And then I'll roll back over and like face her. And she's like, are you fucking kidding me? You literally rolled over, farted, and then rolled back over. I'll just kind of like chuckle. And then I'll like lift up the sheet just a little bit. And sometimes,
it's so bad. But you know, sometimes
farts.
Sometimes you have to like just air it out, get it out, get it over with. Or else it's just going to leak out all night, you know?
Yeah. So sometimes I'll joke about it too, man, where it's like, I'll fart, I'll roll over, I'll fart, and then she'll be like, really? And then I'll be like, oh shit, I forgot to fill up my water glass. So then I'll get out of bed, I'll like fling the sheets off like I'm in the NBA, like getting ready for a game, like game day, right?
Pulling off your sweats and stuff, right?
Yeah, ripping shit off, and then I'll just grab my glass of water, walk away, like turn the fan on, and then I'll just like fill up my water very slowly, wait for the smell to go away, and then I go back to bed.
Yeah.
Grade A.
I'm sure she loves that.
Grade A husband fucking material right there, man.
Well, she hasn't left you yet.
Not yet.
So
we'll see.
I have another question now that we've gone 22 minutes talking
about farts.
Completely about farts. We're going to change the subject for half a second. I see a plant behind you. Is that plant real? Do you like plants?
No.
Are you a plant person? No, you're not.
No, okay. That is a fake plant, first of all. And second of all, it's we've had it forever. It's just been down here in the basement. It was a decoration upstairs for a very long time. All of a sudden, we just kind of decided that we were going to try to kind of like purge the house and clean it a little bit. And that it came out and then it sat there. And then I was like, Margaret, do you want this? And she's like, I don't know. I got to think about it. And now it's been there for like 2 months.
Just throw it away. She'll never notice, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
So I do have one quick plant story. I like my plants. I have a lot of plants around the house.
Yep.
I managed to grow a peach tree from a peach pit, right? And I was so proud of it. And it was only, you know, probably about a foot tall. And we went to Florida. And I was like, I'll water it before I go. It'll be fine. And I came back and it was dead.
Aww.
Like 100% dead. And I was just like heartbroken.
Yeah.
Like, no, my peach tree. I had these visions of, you know, being 60 and telling my grandkids, hell, back in 2022, I grew that myself. Well, and
back in the day of podcasting, I grew some peach tree.
Grandpa, what the hell are you talking about?
Well, a podcast is where you talk on a microphone with your friends for an hour while six people listen to you.
It's like trying to explain to a kid today what like an A-track is, or cassette player, or CD player.
Right.
Explain to a kid in the future will be like explaining. Yeah. Explaining a podcast will be similar.
I don't know. I mean, you would think that this form, I mean, like music is still a form. It hasn't gone away. Podcasts won't go away, right?
I don't know, man. I mean, I thought that when the music industry was like, you know, I guess the technology was advancing in it and everything, and we started making like, you know, the iPods and stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I thought iPods were like never going to go away. I was like, this is ingenious. You can hold millions of songs. How could this ever like disappear? And then all of a sudden, boom, they put it into your phone. And then it was like, okay, well, that's cool. I guess, you know, I mean, you'll still have to buy the songs and download it. So I guess iTunes will be around forever. Boom. iTunes is gone. Fuck. Now we just stream everything. I'm curious to know what's next, man. I'm guessing like phones and music labels and how people create and distribute songs and everything, man, will just kind of slowly eventually go away. And then, like, will concerts ever be a thing in the future? I don't know. Not if we go VR.
So, I mean, it is one of those things, right? The media is always there. The thing that changes is how we're consuming or what we're consuming it through, right? Like you said, we go from a record to an 8-track to a CD to an MP3 to where now we just stream everything, right?
Yep.
So it's all on our phones. So would the next step, like you said, be VR, or would it be Elon Musk's, what's he call that? Neuralink?
Right? Yeah.
The chip Neuralink. In your brain?
Yep.
Is that what we're all just going to have? And then it can put something in front of our eyes so we can see what we're listening to, right?
Yeah.
But then we just go to the Spotify or Google Podcast, Apple Podcast. We just access that in our brain and then we listen to it, right?
Yeah, 100%, man. And that's where they even say that, like, there's a lot of people out there that think that Netflix is actually starting to die. That Netflix is that company. I don't know if you follow the stock market at all, but their stocks have absolutely tanked. And I mean,
they've had a rough year, just like Facebook.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of tech companies' stocks have fallen, and Netflix is just one of them. But there's a lot of people that think that Netflix is kind of dying just because of like how old it is. And they haven't really changed their formula really a whole lot, you know, and they're producing movies and stuff or whatever. But it's, you know, I mean, you think that if movie theaters are on their way out, and even Netflix is kind of starting to die out a little bit, man. What does that say about, you know, festivals and concerts and whatever? Like, is that all just going to go digital too one day? And then at that point, you know, Facebook was maybe Meta is actually like ahead of the curve. They're actually too soon.
Too soon, right? And they're betting too big on it off the top.
Yeah, betting too big and too soon, basically. The tech just isn't there yet, and the world's just not ready for it yet, but it easily could be in like 10, 20 years. And then, at that point, podcasts? Yeah, I don't know, man. Because then, eventually, like, you're just going to go, instead of listening and downloading a podcast and listening to it conveniently, you're going to have a Neuralink, you're going to go into like a VR world, and people are going to sit there and listen to me and you talk on stage like it's a fucking TED talk discussing farting in the office for 20 minutes and welcome to your TED talk. You know?
Yeah. This little not off topic here, but I did look up Netflix stock is down 49% this year. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, not good. Not good. In fact, it's low. It's up to an extent over the past since June, but yeah, definitely not good. And yeah, it's just things are always changing, and I don't know
what
I think part of the thing though is, like, this is what I was thinking about. You know, you talk about movie theaters dying and that sort of thing, like, your kids, since, you know, with COVID and that kind of stuff, have they been to a movie theater like more than once or twice?
We've never once taken our kids to a movie theater just because they don't sit still at all. So,
Okay. Cause now you think about that, right? Like, we grew up with it, and like, we have that, and I'm sure you still get it. Like, you go to the movies and it like brings back good memories. There's a lot of good times, eating a lot of popcorn, drinking too much soda, you know, watching Lord of the Rings. Like, you know, it's an experience to us. Well, they didn't grow. If they're not going to grow up with that experience, they're not going to do it as adults.
No. And
it's like, we'll be the last people who will want to do it. Mm-hmm. And then that's it, you know?
Yeah, because eventually, man, past our generation and the generations that are just, like you said, used to streaming, they're going to not have any interest in going to a movie theater. That'll eventually just die out, you know? So, but that's where it's like, I mean, I don't know, man. Maybe VR movie theaters isn't like that bad of an idea. I mean, I kind of like the idea of sitting in a movie theater with my friends, but at the comfort of my house, but in a VR theater.
Pause it and go poop if you have to, you know?
Yeah.
Go get more popcorn. I do like the idea of that. And I think part of it though is, well, and I guess VR is going to beat it in terms of immersiveness, right?
Yeah.
But the sound quality and that kind of stuff that you get in a movie theater, I don't know. You might be able to replicate that.
Yeah. But I think it,
I don't know.
I think it'll be difficult, man, with like, yeah, like you said, the surround sound systems that they have in the IMAX theaters now and getting those like subwoofers that fucking shake your whole body. I don't know how you're going to do that with a headset. You're going to need a full room in your, I mean, they're coming out with these crazy, like whatever, like vests, man, that have subwoofers on them that
are shake you and
yeah, that are supposed to like replicate that. But, yeah, I don't know. Well, we'll see what the future holds, man. But
yeah,
not to change, I guess, subjects too much. But we were talking about, you know, Christmas stuff and things that are on discount and the air purifier. So one thing, Gage, with Christmas. Well, first of all, actually, Black Friday and Cyber Monday was the vacuum the only thing.
Yeah, that's the only thing I bought. I didn't buy a single thing on Cyber Monday.
There you go. Good for you, man.
I'm proud of myself, you know?
Historically, Black Friday is by far easily the biggest consumer day in America, I'm pretty sure. More money is spent on that day than any other day.
Yeah, and it's called Black Friday. Now, I don't know if this is still true, but originally it was called that because up until that, you know, the day after Thanksgiving, companies were basically operating in the red. They had lost money for the year. And then after that, they go into the black. They start making money. And that's where the name comes from.
Yep. Yeah. And so that's where I think, man, Black Friday, it's a, it is, I can say easily as a consumer, obviously myself, man, and being a compulsive buyer, that ignoring purchasing items on Black Friday is incredibly difficult.
Yeah.
So on the last episode that we discussed, which now people that are listening to this, it's technically next week, but the episode that's releasing tomorrow while recording this, we were discussing already the Black Friday shit in the vacuum and everything. But
yeah, we're a week ahead, amazingly.
Amazingly. It took us only a year to actually accomplish it, but it happened.
Instead of recording 8 minutes before, you know, we gotta post it, you know.
Yeah, hey,
it's not that bad, but
no,
sometimes
you know, I ended up I got away without buying anything for Black Friday. I mean, there was a couple of different things that happened, but I didn't get my faucets or my bath hardware or anything like that.
No. Why did you not have to ask why you didn't order it?
I guess
was this a you decision? Or did this come from above? Not from Jesus, but the, you know,
the other one, the old ball and chain.
Yes.
A little bit of both, man. I had like carded everything. I've come to learn for myself, and I do this even with Christmas gifts and stuff, right? That because I grew up being such a compulsive buyer that I had to learn I had to teach myself financial responsibility. And I'm trying to do the same thing with Margaret, where I show her where like I'll be dying to buy something. Right. I've been talking about upgrading this bathroom for like a year now.
Right.
So then I put all this stuff in the car and in the Amazon car, and it's all discounted. I'm just like, fuck, Margaret, we got to buy this stuff. It's the only time it's discounted. This is the time. It's, you know, we got to get it discounted. It's never going to go on discount again. We got to buy it. And then I tell her, I'm like, but watch, Margaret, right? Card it. Just sit on it for a little bit. And if by the afternoon, 11 o'clock on Black Friday, 11 p.m., you haven't gone back into the cart to click it, then you probably know that at that point in time, you didn't need it that bad if you're really not striving to like click the fucking buy now button that bad. And I was like, sit on it for 24 hours, Margaret. Just put it in the cart. Sit on it for 24 hours. Go back into the cart and look at it again. And I promise you that your whole perspective on that item will change. And all of a sudden, you'll be looking at it and something else will come up where all of a sudden you'll be like, you know, oh, shit, the faucet was really cool. But actually, I thought about this other thing that I need last night. And now I kind of want to delete these things and cart another thing and think about it for a little bit. And then you get into this cycle of just not buying anything ever.
But you get the excitement of almost buying it.
Of almost buying it.
And thinking about your future with it or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. And then I've learned to not be a compulsive buyer by doing this and then sitting on things, making sure that I absolutely need it before I just compulsively go out and buy it. And so Margaret had decided, she was like, oh man, I really want like a big Christmas tree for the front room. And so she had put this 12-foot $200 Christmas tree in the cart. And I was like, Margaret, let's stop and think about this. Do we really do we really need a 12-foot Christmas tree? And she's like, yeah, we do, because I hate the Christmas tree that we have out there right now. And I'm like, okay. This is $200, Margaret, and you're going to enjoy this tree 1 month out of the year. Let's stop and think about this. Do you really need this Christmas tree? And this Christmas tree sits in the front room. How often do you sit in the front room just staring at the Christmas tree in our front little small front entry? She's like, never, but it'd look good. And I was like, yeah.
For who?
I was like, you know what else would look good? An Audi R8 in my garage. But do you see me going to go buy one of those right now? No. You know, I could probably spend all day just staring at that thing. But am I doing it? No.
No.
So do we need this Christmas tree, Margaret? And she's like, fine, you're probably right. And she's like, well, do we really need a sink and bathroom hardware? And I was like, no. I was like, why do you think it's just sitting in the cart and I didn't buy it, Margaret? I was like, the goddamn towel rack that we have right now seems to be holding the towels just fine. That's why I'm not buying a new towel rack right now, you know?
Yeah.
And then I talked myself out of it and I didn't spend a single dollar.
Nice. Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that your only Christmas tree? Or do you guys have one in your family room too?
No, we have one in the family room. So we do. Yeah, we've got a 7.5-foot one in the living room. And that's where I'm just like, why do we need two massive Christmas trees?
Right.
Plus, the other thing was like, I couldn't help but think to myself, I was like, I don't want to deal with fucking putting this thing up, man, every year. This sounds like a terrible job. Like, I hate fluffing the 8-foot tree. You think I'm really going to go and start fluffing a 12-footer? That sounds miserable.
Yeah, no.
So
that's why I just buy real ones every year.
Mm-hmm. And so one thing, though, man, for Christmas, I have been thinking about this for a very long time now, Gage. Probably just over a year, maybe like a year and a half. I have done a boatload of research, and I am having such a hard time pulling the trigger, even though I am beyond confident that I want this thing. I just worry that I'm going to go and buy this and then be like, man, that was awesome, and then just like never use it again. You know?
Okay. I know the feeling.
I want to buy a $600 golf simulator.
Oh, yeah.
/ ball launcher monitor. So it's a Garmin R10. I've done a lot of research on a lot of different golf simulators, and the Garmin R10 is this $600 little golf ball launch monitor / simulator. And the thing is like no bigger than like a GoPro almost.
Yeah, on like a little mini tripod kind of.
Yeah, and apparently, man, there's a lot of reviews and videos online of people comparing this to like $2,000 and $3,000 launch monitors. And apparently, man, this thing is like, it's not spot on. It doesn't do as many things, but it is like, it's close enough to the point of like, it's probably worth it. And the fact that it's like portable. So, Gage, I could bring it to your house. We could move the furniture around and then golf in your living room. Sounds awesome, right?
I like it.
So I'm really stuck on the idea of buying this, because on top of that, man, Margaret complains about how much I golf quite a bit.
So you could pitch it as, look, I'll buy this. It'll save me $1,000 every year because I'll just play in the basement.
I tell her, I'm like, babe, with how expensive golf is around Colorado, I would just have to like skip 6 rounds of golf and the Garmin would be paid off.
It's paid for. Right.
And I was like, then on top of this, I don't have to leave like an hour before the tee time, then do a 4-hour round, then go grab a beer afterwards, then another drive home. And I'm not gone for 6 hours. Like, babe, I could play a quick 9 holes in the garage, probably with not having to like drive up to the ball and wait behind some slow right,
you
foursome.
Just set it back on the mat and hit it, you know?
Yeah. I could literally play a round of 18 in probably like 2 hours by myself.
I mean, and if you think about it too, like really, the actual golfing, swinging, hitting the ball, like that literally is like 20 minutes of the round. The rest of the time is looking for your ball and then driving to the balls and driving hole to hole. So, yeah, I mean, now would you have to get like a net with that and stuff too to hit into?
Saved in my Amazon cart.
Okay.
I have.
Hasn't been removed.
Hasn't been removed because I've been, like I said, I sit on it and I think about it, man, and I really make sure that this is absolutely something that I want or need in my life, right? And sure as shit, these, I'm going to share my screen with you very, very quickly here. These have been sitting in, I wish Amazon would show you when you actually saved them. But
right, how long it's been in there for.
Yeah, these have been saved in my cart, man, for a very long time. So this is like a little chipping net that cool. I could use just for accuracy and, you know, whatever. Then this is a premium golf impact mat to tell me if I'm like chunking it, thinning it. Yeah. Am I actually hitting it right? Slicing, hooking, whatever, so I can get some more consistency. Then a mat to actually replicate whether I'm shooting out of the rough, off the fairway, you know, like on the fringe here or whatever. And then a bigger mat with an actual training aid like net, like impact net. So
yeah,
that way I can set the Garmin up right behind me. The Garmin sits like you set it up 6 feet behind the golfer.
The ball. Yeah.
And then you just swing into whatever, man. And then that thing connects to your phone, which then you can stream it to a TV or whatever, or an iPad. And then you can actually play rounds of golf. Now, the other thing that I love about this, too, is that this connects to what's called the E6 Connect program.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, it's something ridiculous, man, like 50,000 golf courses around the world that you can play. So
right,
I looked it up, man, and they literally have like Plum Creek, Red Hawk Golf Course, Highlands Ranch, Castle Pines North, Arrowhead, all of these like actual
Raccoon Creek.
Yeah, they have actual golf courses here in Colorado that you could go and play, or you could go play, you know, whatever, Pebble Beach and all this other shit. And so I'm just like,
right,
I'm like, dude, what? I'm having such a hard time like not wanting to do this because it just sounds like too good of an idea to pass up, knowing how much money I probably honestly end up saving myself, and where I've convinced myself and I've almost convinced Margaret now of like, we need to spend money to save money sometimes, Margaret. And this is one of those moments,
right?
You know, we are going to have to spend $700 for me to then golf more by spending less at home, and my golf rounds will go quicker. I could teach McKenna how to golf. Margaret could learn how to golf with
there
it.
There you go.
Margaret could learn how to golf with it. You and my dad and Mitch and Patrick, we could have 8 fucking people on one round golfing in the basement, just drinking our asses off for 4 hours and probably get through a round of 18 with 8 people quicker than we could on the real golf course.
Right. And you wouldn't have to buy any beer or booze on the course for $10 a can.
Yep. Now, obviously, it doesn't beat the real deal. Obviously, I'm still very much gonna want to go out and play the real thing because,
sure,
as you know, hitting off of a mat just isn't the same.
No, but think about it, too. If it's going to improve your game on the course, it's going to speed your game up, too, because we're not spending so much time looking for our balls.
Yep, exactly. See, even you have.
I'm on it. Get Margaret to listen to this episode, and we'll convert her, and then that's what we can do all winter long.
Margaret, you're gonna have to skip the first 30 minutes about farts, but listen from 30 minutes to about 45 minutes.
I think it was only like 24 minutes, Robert. We didn't make it to the 30 minute mark.
Oh, my bad.
We could have, believe me.
We could have. And so then the only other thing then about this whole thing is, like, I guess I don't actually know where I would set all this up. I mean, technically, you can set it up wherever, man. Garage, indoors, outdoors, doesn't matter. You could take it to the golf course with you. You could just literally hit balls on the driving range just to and literally play a round of 18. I could go to Plum Creek, buy a large bucket of balls, play Plum Creek at Plum Creek without actually playing Plum Creek, and save on, like, half the cost.
Yeah.
Problem solved, right?
There you go. I don't know. I mean, it sounds like a win-win to me. And $600 after the success of the podcast is pocket change.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Right.
That is what I am saying. So that's just where I think I have myself pretty well convinced that I should just do this, because I think it's hard to convince Margaret that it's going to, in the end, that it's going to, like, actually save us money, when I know for a fact that it will save me money, because I could turn down a lot of rounds of golf and just tell people, you know, tell you, no, my dad, whoever.
Come on over.
Just come on over. Right. Yeah, let's not go spend $160 at Castle Pines. Let's just play it, you know, here in my basement. It'll be fine. So, and that, yeah, that's in, if I get this for Christmas, man, this is the one and only thing that I get for Christmas. This isn't even, I can't even, it's going to be more so people are just writing me fucking checks for Christmas, and then I'm going to have to pitch some of my own money.
Right, and pile it together and then buy it.
Yeah. So,
I mean,
you can tell I've convinced myself that this is what I need in my life.
Yeah.
Can't you?
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
To be completely honest with you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I guess realistically I'd have room for it, but I have somebody who lives below me, and I think the noise of the club hitting the mat might get a little annoying. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd want to hear that all day.
No, I definitely wouldn't.
And then you hear me up here just being like, God fucking damn it. Fuck shit.
Blowing fucking holes through the wall into your neighbor's condo or whatever, right. Townhome. So if you did
hit that guy, you shouldn't have been standing there.
Shouldn't have been standing there. If you did have a garage, would you get one of these?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Or a basement with high ceilings. Yeah. I could totally see myself getting one of those.
So let me,
at that point, it's basically like a video game. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To me, like, and I guess $600, that's a lot. And then you add in a net for $100, mats. I mean, you know, you're looking at $800. But again, when we go out golfing, you know, we talk about that. Like, it's, especially on weekends, it's not hard to spend $100 just for the round. And then you factor in drinks. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Man. It gets really expensive really quickly. So, now I almost was thinking, well, maybe I shouldn't spend $600, man. Maybe that's a little crazy. Maybe I should figure out a different golf simulator that's a little bit cheaper. So I was looking at this, and I'm indifferent because it's so new. I'm not sure that I'm going to like it because there's not a lot of reviews on it. And I'm such a research guy, man. I have a hard time buying something that's, like, you know, super expensive, brand right. new, and not knowing if it's
one review.
It.
Yeah.
So, but look this up, though. It is called the Swing Logic SLX. Now, the benefits of this guy, right, besides the fact it's brand new, it's only $200, so $400 cheaper. It comes with a, like, swing stick, so it's not as long as a traditional
actual
golf club. So this can really get played almost anywhere, man. I mean, in a living room, in a kitchen, in a small space, in your house, you could very easily play this thing. Because in reality, all it is this little, like, accelerator chip that, like, clicks onto this thing. Or you can even put it on a real golf club and actually use a real golf club if you wanted to. But, and some people, I don't know, there's been a few reviews put out there, man. Some people are like, yeah, it's kind of close, man, and yardage and stuff. Like, it's close, but it's also kind of guessing. And there was one dude that was like, yeah, my fucking 7-year-old used a 7-iron. Usually he hits a 7-iron like 75 yards, and apparently this thing's clocking at 220. Yeah, that makes sense. And then this other review was like, yeah, it's not made for actually left-handed people for some weird reason. And I was like,
really?
Yeah. And so I kind of deter from it a little bit because I'm just like, that all sounds kind of shitty if it's not super accurate, but kind of accurate, but it's cheap. And then at this point, I'm almost like, I might as well just play fucking Wii Golf or Kinect Golf. I don't know why.
Right.
Why am I spending $200 on this fucking thing? Like, if I'm going to get...
I mean, I get, you know, if I'm spending $200, I'm going to understand there's going to be some accuracy issues. But, you know, I'd understand like 20 yards. But
see, for me, man, I feel like I need something within like 5 or 10 yards.
Yeah.
20 yards, I feel like is then I really don't know what club I'm picking and why. And I'm just like, you know, oh, I got 150 yards. Pick up a fucking, you know, a 56 club, because apparently I can hit a 56, 160 yards, you know, and that's not realistic.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's where I feel like I want it within 5 to 10, because that is about one club length. And I think when you fuck up a shot and you chunk it or thin it, mm-hmm. you're probably looking at about a 10 yard difference anyways. That's where.
Oh, yeah, at least.
Yeah, that's where I feel like I could get away with like a 10 yard gap. And so the Garmin R10 is accurate with most people's reviews, say within like mm-hmm. 5 to 10 yards.
Sweet.
This thing, people are saying that they've seen anywhere between 150 to, you know, a 3 yard difference.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I don't know if I could live with that with how much I golf, you know?
Right. Okay, I mean, that makes sense then.
So that's my Christmas gift. Gage, what are you looking at for Christmas, buddy?
Dude, there's too many things to really start with. But let me tell you about this nose hair trimmer. No.
It has Bluetooth technology.
So it knows when my nose hair is too long and it notifies me. Yeah. It's a smart mirror. It can see all your imperfections, and it tells you your nose hairs are too long and you require shaving. No.
It tells you it has cut exactly 5 feet of nose hair today. That is very impressive.
That'd be kind of cool.
Make a fucking sweater out of it.
Anyway, not really something I want for Christmas, but something I did notice is, you know, we talked about this, that the Samsung Arc, the 55-inch monitor that swivels up or down, you know, sideways. Micro Center has them in stock, Robert, and they're on sale right now.
How much?
$700 off. So they're only $2,800.
Yeah. I want one of those, too.
I can't talk myself into getting one of those.
No.
Yet, not yet, but no, you know, actually what I kind of look at and stuff is I want to kind of upgrade, you know, when we talk on our podcast and stuff, it's, you know, it's always like 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and usually have to have all the lights off in my house because the bird's sleeping right behind me. And, you know, so I want to upgrade like my lighting in here. So as you can see, I've been playing with it. I got like a light up here right now, but I want to get some better lights, and the Elgato key lights are on sale right now. So that's something I'd like to get, just make it a little better in here. I mean, they're only $100. It's not really a big deal.
The Elgato lights,
the Elgato, the cat lights,
the cat lights.
You know, I look at like the stream decks and stuff, cause I think they're pretty cool. Cause then you can have buttons, so we could have like crazy sound effects while we're recording, you know, like when we talk about farts, we could hit a button and it makes a fart noise.
Yeah, I've looked at those too.
And I, you know, I always think like, oh, I'd like to get into streaming. And then it's like, I get too busy in the summer to really dedicate to it. But then I think like, well, maybe if I have one of these, I'll do it. And that's the backwards way of thinking of it. But if I can convince somebody else to buy me one.
Perfect.
It's kind of like our microphones. We got new microphones last year for Christmas, and they've been great. They're 100 times better.
Yeah. And funny enough, man, microphones, I got this microphone originally. It wasn't just supposed to be for the podcast. It was also supposed to be for the YouTube channel and helping me out.
Right.
Literally right. got the fucking microphone and almost instantly stopped doing YouTube. And then it has almost only been used for pretty much podcasting and then talking to friends while gaming.
Yep.
But
yep, that's what mine is too.
Everyone says how much they actually like how much better I sound even just on like Discord and stuff when gaming yeah. and it doesn't pick up all these other random sounds like these little shitty headphone mics, you know?
Yep.
So
no, I have no regrets with my microphone, and I do the same thing when I'm playing with my sister or whoever. It makes such a big difference, and it is nice. Like you said, it's kind of, you can push it away from you. I can hit, you know, I can mute it really quick, and
yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
So if you have to fart, you know, you can mute it.
Mute it real
Nobody
quick.
Has to hear it.
I just and, let it rip. Just assume that you're not going to hear it.
No, but, you know, it's one of those things, you know, Discord has their where it blocks out kind of the background noise. So it only picks up your voice. Mm-hmm. But I have noticed, like, maybe I'd fart and, you know, it lights up green around your face when you're talking. But then. So I'm like, cool, it didn't pick it up. Well, the microphone picked it up, and it's still in the podcast. And even, it's just, like, really quiet in the background, like...
Even while recording, man, sometimes I'll pull up Audacity and fart just to see if the microphone picks it up, and you'll see just, like, the smallest little line, and I'm like...
Right.
Yeah, I don't think you'll hear it.
It'll be fine. I mean, it's fine.
It's a good thing Audacity can't record smells. Because otherwise, then we'd have issues. True.
It'd be really bad. The smell-o-vision. Maybe that's something in the future, though. When you're watching our podcast in VR, yeah. and it just sprays a little fart essence, and then you're like, oh, God! You know? Just a thought.
In all honesty, I wouldn't be mad about it.
No. Other things, obviously, I've been looking at, you know, how cheap graphics cards have gotten. Well, the 30 series graphics cards, 3060s are like back to what you buy yours for. You can find them for around $300.
Yep.
And it's really tempting just to maybe get just a little bit of an upgrade because I don't want to have to build a whole new system. No. And I'm like, I really can't justify even $300 on this computer because I don't think it'd really be a whole lot better than my 2070 Super.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's more so the thing that would bother me buying one of those right now would more so be the fact that the 40 series is coming out slowly but surely with, you know, the smaller, cheaper versions. And you're going to go and buy it, and then the 4060 will release in like 2 months for the same price, and you'll be like, well, fuck me.
It's one of those things, though. It's like if I put even like a 4060 or a 4070 in here, like, it's going to be such a bottleneck, my CPU will be, that it's like, there's not really a point. So that's where it comes into the 3060, squeezing a little more out. But again, it's not really something I'm going to do.
Right.
Right. So, but, you know, other than that, I don't really have much on my Christmas list. I already got my vacuum. That's all I wanted. And,
yeah. Maybe you can add the swing... Swing Logic SLX on there, and you could play a little golf. And then I don't know if E6 Connect, me and you could play together, no matter.
Oh, like I could be here and you could be there. That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah, except like mine would be, you know, I'd be set up in my garage with an actual set of like full sticks. You'd be in your living room with this plastic. I would stick. Cheat. Yeah, you seven iron.
You
going
hit the
220.
Ball 400 yards. Yep, sure did.
Yeah,
I've been working out.
Yeah, and some. I think the only thing about this other thing too, this Swing Logic. Some people were saying in the comments, and again, there's not enough reviews for me to fully like be able to identify. No, this guy was just a fucking idiot, or you know, this thing is actually legit, has issues. But a lot of people were saying, man, if on your backswing, if you don't have, and especially like iron shots, man, you know, some people just carry the face of the club up and they don't actually twist their wrist back.
Right.
They say that this little accelerator thing, if you don't have your hand actually cocked all the way back, you know, like locked and loaded to really kind of bring the head club down into the ball, then it's not going to read the swing. And a lot of people were saying, like, yeah, it reads maybe, like, you know, 3 swings out of every, like, 20, you know? And it's just like, I would hate that, man. That would piss me off, and I would just want to chuck the thing against the wall, you know?
Sure.
But if we could figure out golf simulators, man, one that you could have, one that I could have, and then if we were able to play with each of our launch monitors in our own places using E6, man, I would just start buying these Garmins for everyone and just start playing golf. Like, yo, dude, we're playing around at 7 a.m. Get on E6. I
mean, you could even, like, after dinner, go play 3 holes, you know, just something like that.
Yeah, just a quick little fun 3 holes, man, whenever you felt like it, you know. But I wonder if that would ruin golf for you at all, like, in any way. Or would it do vice versa and you would want to go out golfing just that much more, thinking that you're really good when this Garmin's probably just, like, faking it, telling you you're good, in reality you suck ass, you know?
Yeah, and I think that would be, like, kind of one of those things, right? Like, you'd spend the whole winter, like, you played 60 rounds of golf in your garage this winter, and then you go out the first time at Plum Creek, wherever you're playing, and you play like shit. Would that just ruin the home experience for you, where you're like, man, fuck this thing, and then you're never going to play it again, right?
Exactly.
That would be my biggest concern with it.
Yeah. So. Also my concern, man, but that's where, like, in, I told Margaret, I was like, the thing about this, though, is that, I mean, the launch monitor is just telling you your club head speed, are you, like, pushing it or pulling it, and the Garmin can't detect the face or the lie of the club head, so it's not going to be able to tell you if you're actually slicing or not. It's only going to tell you if you're pushing or pulling, and that'll kind of indicate, I guess, if you're slicing or not. And I think if you have an actual impact net in front of you, you're probably going to be able to tell if you're slicing it. The ball is going to not stay in the net and roll back to your feet. It's going to fucking go launching off into the wall, you know, in front of you. But I told Margaret, I was like, I would just get my phone, because now they have apps that'll track that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So, and it'll record your swing. And these apps are actually free, man. Me and you could literally download these apps right now, have a professional analyze our swings for free and tell us how we're, like, fucking up, or if we're, like, you know, if they can figure out where our slice is coming from. And they will actually measure if the face of the club is actually, like, open or closed, if you're slicing or hooking. And then that way, even while you're playing, you could at least have a backup program kind of telling you if you're slicing or not. And then you could kind of tell, are you actually playing really well, or are you just playing like shit all winter, like in your garage?
And that's where I wonder, too, that, you know, they sell those. And again, this would be an on-course thing. It wouldn't necessarily be one in the garage, but they do have those. I think they're called Arcos or something like that. And they go into the end of your club and they record your swing and that kind of stuff. And I think those would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
But again, that's something out in the field, but you can sync it up to your watch and it'll tell you all sorts of stuff. But they're cool, man. I mean, and I love the idea of having more tech in golf, because golf is such a finicky sport. You know, you have just a slightly different, something's just a little off, you know, and you're in the pond.
Yeah,
so
you fart on your backswing and the whole thing, dude, you just killed someone or broke a window. I mean, you know.
Oh, God.
Well, it should be interesting, man. This year, all I'm looking for is just a golf simulator, sadly enough. And that's just my thing. And we'll see what happens, though. It's been sitting in the Amazon cart long enough that I'm pretty convinced that this is what I'm going to be doing. But, you know,
Only other thing I needed, it's, again, kind of like you, I need cash, Home Depot gift cards, because I got to remodel my bathroom. But that's not very tech or exciting, so it's just sort of like, eh.
Yeah, and that's where, for the past several years, man, I've been asking for stuff that's not really like toys, fun, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally been like me and Margaret bought a dresser, and then we upgraded this room, and then we bought some paint, and then we did this. And I'm like,
very adult things.
I'm kind of just finally like, you know what? Fuck it. Dad needs a toy. Dad needs like a fucking legit toy, and he might be willing to drop a few bucks on it to have some fun too. Like, I'm done with this fucking buying paint bullshit, you know. I ain't doing it anymore.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice, but yeah, it's not the same as a golf simulator. That's for sure.
Yep, exactly. Well, and you like you said,
you could get an air purifier too.
I could, but I don't think that's going to give me the same satisfaction as a golf simulator.
What if for Christmas you bought Margaret an air purifier so she doesn't have to smell your farts?
And then bring it with me to work.
Well, yeah, you only need it at home during the night. So you just you got to carry it into work every day and take it home.
Robert, why do you keep carrying this trash can in and out of the office every day? Well, it's not a trash can. It's my fart machine. It's my
lunchbox. It's my fart capture device. Yeah. My FCD.
The FCD. What's the FCD? You don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
But my room smells a lot nicer these days, doesn't it? They're like, yeah.
Yeah, I noticed that.
I did notice that.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, my friend, in time of recording this, Callisto Protocol is going to come out here in about 35 minutes, so it's time to go get my Callisto Protocol on. I got to get my computer. I got to edit these episodes, hook up my computer to my 4K buddy, and really settle in because I'm about to have...
Are you off tomorrow? Did you take the day off to play this game?
Similar to buying items, sometimes I really have to sit on the idea of actually spending PTO and what I'm spending it on. So
right.
I told my boss I might not show up to work. I don't know. I didn't tell him why. I just told him I kind of got some personal stuff going on. I may not show up. I'll let you know, though. And all he said was, I don't give a fuck what you do. Just shoot me a text. And I was like, sweet.
What you should have done. Farted and like, I don't know if I'm going to make it in tomorrow, boss. And then just leave it at that. And then he'd just be like, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and the only problem that I'm running into is that I promised him and another coworker that they absolutely love Sliceworks pizza down in Castle Rock.
Yeah.
I promised him that I would go get pizza with him for lunch. And so when I told my boss that I may take tomorrow off, he was like, what the fuck, man? What about pizza? I was like, oh, no, don't worry. I was like, even if I take the day off,
I'll be there for pizza.
That's not a problem. I just don't know if I'll physically be at work, and I'll still kind of work, like answer the phone, probably read some emails, but I just may not physically be there. And I was like reasoning with myself. I was like, well, maybe you just do a half day because my PTO system is down right now because we're swapping systems, so I can't actually enter in PTO right now.
Okay.
So I told him, I was like, well, if I take the day off, I'm obviously just gonna have to write a sticky note, try and remember it, and then enter in the PTO on December 25th when I actually get
when the new system or whatever. Yeah.
And he again was just kind of like, again, don't care, do what you gotta do, literally don't care.
Don't miss pizza, asshole.
Yeah, just don't fucking miss pizza and beer because I need pizza and beer. And I was like, all right, boss, I got it.
You got it.
So I am going to go play some Callisto, brother. And cool. I guess next week, full review on the Callisto.
Yep.
Really quick.
Yes.
One quick bet. How many hours do you think I'm going to put into the Callisto Protocol between now and next, whatever, call it Wednesday, when we record again?
This is my prediction, is that you're going to be so into the game, and I've thought about this, we're going to be so into the game that because we're a week ahead of schedule, you're just going to be like, you know, we probably don't need to record this week, so it's going to be 2 weeks from now, and you're going to be at, I don't know, probably close to 100 hours.
Keep in mind, I put in, I think, in like a 1 week span, I think I put 60 hours into Elden Ring, and over a 2 week span, I think it was closer to like 100, 110.
Yep. That's exactly what I'm picturing with this.
Yeah.
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 Now, did Mitch buy it for you, or are you buying it on your own?
No. Nope. Yep. Mitch. Cool. Mitch had told me, I was almost panicking a little bit. Mitch promised that he was going to, or he didn't promise, but he just told me, he was like, yeah, for your birthday, man, I'm going to buy you Callisto Protocol. Mind you, my birthday was on November 3rd. And he was like, so don't buy it. And I was like, okay, man. Yeah, that's cool. I appreciate that. Thank you. And I was like, have you bought it yet? And he's like, no, not yet. Motherfucker waited until literally like 7 a.m. this morning because I texted him and I was like, hey, man, looks like you can pre-download the game. You gonna buy it for yourself or, you know, what's going on? And he's like, yeah, I was kind of thinking about that, man. I might buy it when I get home from work. And I was like, yeah, but, you know, you can
do it now for me.
And I was like, dude, if this kid buys me Callisto Protocol at like 9 p.m. an hour before it comes out, I'm going to be like pissed. I'm going to be annoyed. Yeah. Like, just like, the fuck, man?
Like, so, bro, what the fuck?
Yeah. So he bought it for me this morning. I pre-downloaded it during lunch when I came home for lunch. Nice. So.
Did he buy it for himself too? Or he no? did.
Yeah,
he did. Very cool.
Yep, he nice. Did. So he said he was going to try and get on tonight to play some since it releases at like 12 o'clock, whatever, midnight Eastern time. So 10 o'clock here. It shows that he's still offline. I don't know if he's getting on or not. I don't really care either way. I'm going to get on and play for a few hours.
Right.
So
now I'll text you tomorrow. I want to hear a short review because I might buy it this weekend.
Okay.
Play it if I got some time.
Well, why don't you just come over tomorrow night and play it with me?
Can I got a birthday party to go to?
Skip it.
Some asshole's turning 40 and I have to go.
Fuck it. Skip it. You know, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, that would go well. honestly, I'd love to skip it. And I think my roommate would love to skip it too.
I know. You have great reason. Fart and tell him you can't go.
Just like call him and be like, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to make it, you know, and just.
That was a wet one. I don't think I can make it.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see.
All right. Well, cool. we'll talk tomorrow for sure then.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, thanks for joining us, everyone. Another episode. And yeah, we'll see. We'll see. You guys know what to do. We'll see you on the next one. Peace.
Later.